Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, Fierce and Fearless, the relentless pursuit of the truth. I'm here for you today. Here are three big things you need to know right now to get rolling today. One, has China developed a weapon that attacks people's brains? Well, according to one U.S. agency, the answer is yes, but what does it mean? Number two, is the U.S. government keeping hundreds or thousands of hours of footage from January 6th secret? And if so, why are they keeping it hidden? And number three, the conversations about the nation, our future, the economy, and, well, just about everything else seem to circulate around one thing, COVID-19. I mean, seriously, the socialists want to talk about global warming, climate change, free college, and a lot of other things that people here inside the coast really don't care about. But they are talking about how to keep schools open, how to keep the economy moving, how to get Joe Biden a fresh pair of pull-ups, and a lot more. But it all comes back to the pandemic. And one of the flash points for anger is people asking, where are the COVID tests? And why didn't Joe Biden and his administration make them a priority, with so many places and companies making the testing mandatory? And now an even bigger problem for President Biden. You see, he finally told the truth. And the truth is, he has no idea what to do about the pandemic. He never did. He has no idea at all. He never did. He can't shut down the virus like he bragged about doing time and time again. He has no way to do that. He doesn't have a magic virus wand. He doesn't. And so he was meeting with governors yesterday. Governors from all over the country meeting with the president. And he is now surrendering to the COVID pandemic and admitting there really isn't anything he can do to stop it or to slow it down, which totally destroys his claims that he made, like I said, over and over again, that he would shut down the virus but not shut down the country. Well, son of a gun, he could not wrangle the illness. He could not play God over a virus. He did not have the power to just say, stop the virus. I know you're shocked, but listen to this.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot. And it ultimately gets down to where the rubber meets the road, and that's where the patient is in need of help or preventing the need for help.
Yeah. Can't stop it. You can't stop it, and we knew that before. The best place to address local needs is at the local level. All politics is local. You know that. I know that. It all starts local. And then ultimately it gets up to leadership, which, of course, there's almost none in Washington right now. In fact, I'm going to get to a little bit of disappointing news here in a moment about Joe Manchin. Seems to have caved in a bit. Not completely, but a bit. Too much, in fact. We'll get back to that. But President Biden is now putting all of his focus on these governors, including Republicans, like he just mentioned right there, Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire. He had previously targeted for criticism and political attacks. Well, no more attacks because the White House is in free fall. The White House is the most unpopular White House of my lifetime. Yes, Donald Trump included. Yes, Donald Trump included. I'll tell you right now, Joe Manchin is in a place we have not witnessed in my lifetime. The collapse of his ratings into the high 30% range, from being in the mid-50s to the high 30s in less than a year. Now, that is unprecedented. It's a word that the left likes to use a lot. It's a word the mainstream media likes to use a lot. It is unprecedented. But this guy doesn't have a clue as to what's going on. The whole let's go Brandon during the NORAD conversation. I agree, let's go Brandon. He doesn't even know what it means. He doesn't have a clue about any of it. Anyhow, back to Joe Biden. Listen to this.
We've discussed the rising COVID cases, especially coming out of the holidays. And as I said last week, Omicron is a source of concern, but it should not be a source of panic. If you're fully vaccinated, you get your booster shot, and you're highly protected. If you're unvaccinated, you're at a high risk of getting severely ill from COVID-19, being hospitalized, and in rare cases, even dying. And this is not like March of 2020, the beginning of the pandemic. We're prepared and we know what it takes to save lives, protect people, and keep schools and businesses open. We just have to stay focused and continue to work together. My message to the governor is simple. If you need something, say something.
Well, here's the thing. Upwards of 800 schools around the country have already decided to close and start off the new year with virtual learning. That is the wrong decision, the wrong move. Now, I agree it's the local school district's choice. I don't think the federal government should weigh in on that. But he might give guidance on that and say, listen, you should be open. Because the damage done to kids might be the worst thing out of all of this. And trust me, I know more people today with COVID, today as we sit here and speak, more people with COVID, myself included, than at any time during this entire pandemic. And here's a news flash for you. In Michigan, it's not Omicron. It's not Omicron they're worried about. It's Delta. Trust me, I've talked to them. So I wonder what's true in other parts of the country. I know this. 30% of all COVID cases reported over the last couple of days, 30%, nearly a third of every new COVID positive case in America came from exactly one place. New York City. So I want to take time to congratulate Mayor Bill de Blasio on his absolutely pathetic work as mayor of that city. Possibly the worst mayor in the history of the United States is Bill de Blasio. He's certainly the most hated. Hated by Democrats, independents, and really hated by Republicans. It's because he's a guy with a, you know, with a room temperature IQ and an inability to lead and the charisma of a cat that's been stepped on. You know, he has nothing. How did this guy ever get elected to anything, de Blasio? Honestly, anyhow. New York City, let me see the case numbers here. I've got it right here. Of those, December the 26th, day after Christmas now, 189,000 new cases reported, 55,000 from New York City. Nearly a third of the cases in the entire country. And here's de Blasio doing lockdowns and mandates and requirements and blah, blah, blah. How'd that work for you? How'd those masking mandates and requirements and forcing people to show their papers to get into a movie theater or a restaurant? It is remarkable to me how far we'll continue to go to repeat the same mistakes over and over and over and over. Those things didn't slow the spread. They didn't do any damn thing. Surprise. You know, people in Inuit villages north of the Arctic Circle in the U.S. and Canada caught the Spanish flu in 1918, 1919, 1920. They had no roads, no airplanes, no access, and yet some of those villages had 90% fatality rates from the Spanish flu. How did the virus get there? Oh, you mean it can move in some ways that maybe we don't quite understand fully, even today? Yeah, maybe. But just ask the left. The science is settled. They know everything. Climate change, I'm sure, because that answers everything. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect. I'm Steve Gruber, and I love flannel. For the love of flannel, be sure to grab a Grand Flannel by Muskox, a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel all the time, a super durable, comfortable 100% cotton flannel perfect for the Michigan outdoors. To find out more, go to GoMuskox.com. GoMuskox.com. For the love of flannel, go to GoMuskox.com.